Yo, hello, sorry it's been a month or two.
Oh?
So yeah, sorry I was gone for, what, 4, 5, 6+ weeks, guys. I just start my new year, really. First year of high school, you know what I mean? So I just, you know, need to get used to all that and all that fun stuff, you know what I mean? So basically, guys, a lot of funny things have been happening in the past few, like, weeks, man. A bunch of music drama, a bunch of basketball drama coming up. Not drama, but, like, you know, news and all that. So, yeah, it's just really, really pumping up nowadays, guys. So, yeah. So, again, sorry I was gone for a while. And now I'm back on the grind because like, you know, it's only early I was like, man, I need to do a podcast. So why not do it on the 1st of October, hey? My last podcast was the 25th of August. A little bit like, that was a long time ago. Because September flew by recently. So I was like, boom. The reason why I stopped it, guys, is that, you know, I don't know, it's just the 4th of September, I started back to school, and that was the first. It's so odd. But yeah, so let's go. So basically, guys, if you didn't know, 3 weeks ago, or 2+ 3 weeks ago, 6ix9ine was put on stand again, and he basically had to talk what's the case, what's the deal, and why he shouldn't serve, basically what the court is trying to agree he's gonna get and all that. And so basically I'm gonna tell you something which is gonna like really shock you. I'm just gonna, like, you know, so you know what an acronym is, right? An acronym is basically a word, but each letter is a word, basically, like, for instance, example, as there is news stands for, what was this, wait, what does this stand for again? I forgot, but news is like, I forgot, I don't know, but you get the case. So basically, the word snitch has recently actually become an acronym. It's so odd, actually, like, so weird. But let me tell you basically what snitch stands for. 6ix9ine in the courthouse. So SNITCH. 6ix9ine in the courthouse. Snitch. Now, guess what? 6ix9ine is being a snitch. So, so basically, if you didn't know, about a year ago or so, like, not a year ago, probably like almost 2 years ago. Yeah, almost 2 years ago. He was a member of the Bloods. And if you don't know what the Bloods is basically the east side of the United States. It's in like Brooklyn, Harlem, New York in general, and then it's all the way down to Atlanta, really. And that's about it. And if you didn't know, 6ix9ine was part of the Trey Bloods. I think they call it the Trey Bloods, something like that. And so basically, only like early last year, he started changing colors with the Bloods' enemies, the Crips. Now, if you don't know what the Crips are, they're basically the blue part. Blood is red, and Crip is blue. Now, the Crips is probably well known to all you young guys as Blueface's gang. And so basically, that's basically what 6ix9ine converted to after a while. He started to become a Crip and not a Blood. Which is funny because he's from Brooklyn. And the reason why he's 6ix9ine is because his dad got murdered in Brooklyn where he was born. He was a poor little guy. And so that's why he said on an interview he doesn't want to be a hero, wants to be a villain because heroes die, villains don't die. Which is not really the case because there's been 3 Jokers and only been 2 Batmans. So actually, no, it's probably been 4. Well, it's about to become 4, really. But yeah, whatever. That's my comic book nerdy side. Don't worry. I have a lot of phases in my life. There's like Yu-Gi-Oh, music, you know, well, different parts of music. There's American part and there's English part. Then you have Ben 10, which I was addicted to. And, yeah. Basketball. And comic books. That's basically, yeah. By the way, Marvel is shit. Anyway, so, carrying on with the story. Basically, while he was in court, he was basically, like, pointing fingers at all the well-known blood gang members in Brooklyn and New York. And basically, the courtroom is using the song Gummo, which is like, he's the song which blew him up, and actually shows, like, literally all the blood members that he was friends with when he was a blood. And basically, they're using that video to say, oh, what he does. Basically going around saying, oh, each of them did a certain job. And you really shouldn't be giving me all the blame. You should be giving them the blame as well. And basically, he's turned into a right snitch. If you don't know, basically, if you snitch, you get stitches. If you get stitches, that will always stay there. Yeah. So basically that's it. To be fair. So he's a real dickwad. So basically, carrying on, I have another story. So another story of the day, guys. So basically. What the fuck was my story? Got it now, guys. Got it. I just remembered it. So, if you don't know, for you all Americans out there, there's a show called Top Boy. And if you don't know what Top Boy is, well, we have a problem here. So, if you think all Britain is posh little people who talk like this. No, not talk. Sorry, I don't know how to do a posh accent. What the hell am I? What the hell's wrong with me? But anyway, for people who talk in a really, really, really gentleman manner, you think all Britain's like that? Well, watch Top Boy. Top Boy is the work of art. New director, because there was an old director, but yep. Let me just tell you a story. So basically, Top Boy looks into the crime of London, and not just any part of London, near Tottenham and Arsenal and all, and just North London in general, North East London. Now, North East London is probably the worst amount of violence and crime in all of London, possibly all of the UK, who knows, but a lot of drug dealing goes up there. But suppliers normally get away with a lot of stuff up there. a lot of robberies of food. And if you don't know what food is, drugs, get a lot of people paying a lot of money to smoke weed up there. It basically goes into the life of that lifestyle. So basically, there's a guy called Sully and there's a guy called Deshane. And the show started in 2011. And it's basically about a certain gang in London who tries to get on top. And if you don't know what top, and you don't know why it's called Top Boy, there's a Top Boy is a phrase for someone who's like the top drug dealer, the Top Boy, the man, the guy who always, the guy who people always go to, guy with the most amount of drugs and the best of the best. That's basically what the word Top Boy means. That's what it means. So basically, that's basically what it's about. And so, yeah. Now, it started in 2011. Now, the first season was sick. The second season was even sicker. The first one came out in 2011. The second season came out in 2013. And then in 2016, I think it was in 2015 or 16, it was pronounced cancelled by Channel 4 in the UK, which Channel 4 is basically just one of our TV channels. If you don't know, like kind of like ITV and all that. It's like you got, if you are American, it's like your BBC is basically like your CNN or your like your. Do you have ABC? Yeah, you have ABC, don't you? I don't know, guys. Basically, that's what you guys Americans have. We have CBC. CBS. You know what I mean? Anyway, so basically, CNN is basically the ITV for you guys. And ABC is basically your one, and BBC is our one. That's basically, yeah. So Channel 4 it's a channel in the UK for all you Americans. So it was cancelled on Channel 4, and sadly, the actors had to go back to doing more acting and all that. So basically, Drake, not American, a Canadian, possibly Canada's probably a better country, turned around and said, Oh man, I really like the show. So he got, in 2017, I believe, he started making plans to go and make the show again. So he basically bought the show, and he's now the director, and he's the guy who's now, like, you know, like doing the old thing. He got the old director back, and now they have a Netflix deal, which is phenomenal, really. And now it's not just four episodes a season, there's now 10 episodes a season, and the next season is coming out, I think, early of next year, actually, which is a bummer, but at least we got good old, great old Top Boy back on the 13th of September, last month. So basically, yeah, Top Boy's come back, probably ever, and it's actually number one at the moment in the UK. It's probably going to go to number two in maybe the next week or so. So if for you Americans, go and watch it. If you need Canadians, go and watch it. For you people who speak English but isn't from the UK, go watch it. And you will not regret it ever. I recommend going on Netflix, watch the original season, Top Boy, a series, Top Boy, Summer House, and then go to the Netflix originals and just look for Top Boy, alright? Yeah. So my second story, right, is all about the album. All about the album. Now, if you don't know, Top Boy has also made an album, and the album consists of the work of art Dave, AJ Tracy, Drake himself, bunch of other guys like Heady One and all of them, and it's really amazing. Great album, in my opinion. Definitely give it like an 8 out of 10. Definitely phenomenal thing, yeah. few songs, few of the beats were kind of shit, but realistically, they were alright. All that. Yeah. That's basically it. And also, actually, DeShane and Sully, the actual guys in real life, the actors, they are not just actors, they were, I think maybe one of them is still a rapper. Yeah, and I think the other guy is just I think DeShane is just another actor now. He stopped making music in 2008? Something like that? I don't know. But yeah. That's basically the story, guys. And all you nerds out there who missed me gravely. And yeah. Bye-bye. Peace. See you next week, hopefully. By the way, guys, I have plans for making the first basketball, free throw news episode before the season starts again on the 22nd of October, which is this month. And yeah. That's when I have plans to make the first episode. But yeah, nice to see you, And goodbye. By the way, there's a new song out, guys, called Twix. By a guy called, I think he's K. Wogface, something like that. He is from South London, Peckham. So go ahead and listen to the song Twix. You will not forget it. And you will definitely not regret it. It's my favourite song at the moment. And because it's my favourite song, it must be yours. So, yeah. Goodbye.